rough campaign out here, and I got my work cut out for me, but...
Well, it looks like to me you came through all right. We were just sitting here talking about you. I was with Bill Moyers and Bob Kender and Marvin Watson, and we were just talking about California and a nice article Miss Doris Gleason had written about how all of them were upset because I was coming out to attend the President's Club meeting.
Well, I didn't hear anything about that.
We were just debating about our plans for the early part of the month. Are you feeling all right?
I never felt better in my life and had less between you and me. It's a deep concern. Have you got just a minute?
Oh, yes, yes. I'll take whatever time you need, Pat.
Well, here's the number one, of course, is the third term. This is a terrible thing to overcome. No governor in California except Earl Warren was ever even reelected.
Yeah, I know that.
And they've been pounding away at me internally and externally for 3 years.
That's right.
They've sneered at me, even my own people.
I know that. I see it all. I know all your weaknesses and all your disadvantages, but I don't want you to point them out because you're selling everybody on the fact that you can't win. And I'm against that kind of stuff coming out of California. I think we got to keep, get our tail up, get bushy-tailed and high behind and chin up, and let's go. Because when I look at the total vote that you and Yardie pull, when I look at what you stand for and what Christopher got, when I look at what you did in that Baldwin district where you had a Republican, we only got 37% of the votes. When I look at what I know are good Americans and progressive people and folks of the Earl Warren and Pat Brown type, I know when they get the message that they're gonna respond to it and they're not gonna let this fella prevail. But I do think that you've got to pin the right wing on him pretty heavy and show him what he really is and take his recordings and his voice for Goldwater and let other people get it pretty well in the public mind what he is and not let him get away from you. You had him roped and now he's slipping out and trying to pick that up, and all of our people have they're naturally liberals of that way anyway, but the last 90 days they spent all their time talking about what's wrong and what's the weakness and how it's bad and the president is doing this wrong, the governor's doing this wrong, and the speaker's doing this wrong, and we just eat each other up, and not just, we win in spite of it, but not because of it. And what we've got to do is, you've got your work cut out, and cut out for all of us, and I'll speak for you, against you, whichever will help you.
Uh-huh.
And I think that we've just got to quit thinking about the possibility that they could beat us, because they can't. You've had a good administration, you've got the best state in the union, you're way out in front, and the people know it, and we just got to go after him and let some other people put him right where he belongs with Goldwater around his neck.
Well, Mr. President, let me tell you, I haven't the slightest doubt in God's green earth that I'll take this. Well, I spent last night, as soon as I got through with the campaign, I took 2 or 3 days off and went fishing. I had to get a little rest, but I came back and I spent all day Sunday reviewing Mr. Reagan's record. And this fellow is a part of the coup crowd in the United States.
No question about
that. He's to the right of Goldwater.
No question about that. No question. He's got a better television personality, and he's more effective, but he's more dangerous.
That is absolutely correct. But here's the big problem. If I'm not worried about taking him on in debate or anything else, in on issues or anything else, and I have a good team. But the guy that really wrecked me was Yardie.
I think that's right. I heard him yesterday, and he hurt the hell out of you yesterday. But
was he on television yesterday?
Oh, yeah, he was with the mayors, and he was talking about when you got away from your speechwriters, you bumble things. And he just, he's a fellow that's really cutting your heart out with what he was saying, and he wants to see me next week. He's coming to New York, wrote me a long letter. I thought I would see him, and I thought, when I did see him, I'd listen to everything he had to say, and then I would tell him what I thought about the future of the party and the future of California and so on and so forth.
If you do that, I'll guarantee to win this thing. I don't care about him coming out for me because he said too many nasty things.
Yeah.
But if you just say that that Reagan, between Reagan and Brown, there's no question but that I have to, that we have to support the governor in this thing. Now, he's trying to make some sort of a deal. He hates the Wymans with poison, you know.
Yeah.
And they're not in the, they're only one infinitesimal part of my campaign.
That's right.
But if you could ever pull, if you could ever neutralize Mr. Yorty in your, but God.
I doubt that anybody can. He's a type that is independent of everybody and everything, but he wants to talk to me, so I'm going to talk to him.
Oh, well, that'll be wonderful. That'll be just great. If you can neutralize...
I would keep the heat off. I'd keep the searchlight off. I wouldn't discuss it. I won't try to keep it from being a big issue here, because he starts fencing, and then I fence, and then nothing comes out of it. But if we can get him in and talk to him and get him out without attracting too much attention, and just let him report on conditions there, then I'll report on my views, and I would think my views... would be things that you would like to hear me say.
Well, I think I'll leave alone now. The two or three of my very close friends that we were going to try to approach him, not to make a deal, but to try to talk to him, but I think I'll leave it alone until after you talk with him. Can we do that?
Yeah, you know what day he wants to come, Martin? He's going to be here the 20th. Pat?
Yes.
You're going to be here the 20th.
Oh, he's going to be there the 20th, huh?
20th or 21st, he said.
Well, I'm not going to... Believe me when I tell you, we're going to put one other thing. This man, Fred Dutton, I want him out here for 4 months. He's the best brain I ever had associated. He knows this California politics backwards and forwards. I'm going to try to get him.
Yes, he's...
We'll raise enough money for this campaign. We'll raise $2.5 million, and we're going to use this fellow Guggenheim that did the work for... this fellow Schaap in Pennsylvania and worked for Bobby Kennedy up in New York. And we're going to saturate. But you see, I ignored Yorty. The poll showed me licking him 2-1. And for that reason, we had a very bland campaign against him instead of taking him on. So that, but he called me. He said I was corrupt. He said that, I mean, that I've never had anybody, and this is like somebody in your own family talking about you. This is what made it difficult. He's in Los Angeles while I'm up in Sacramento working, and it's really tough. Well, let's see what we can do, but we'll give him a bad time. Now, may I talk to you about something else?
Sure.
You know, we got a very, very serious situation out here in the construction and the mortgage industry.
Yes, I know that.
Let me just, 50% of the savings and loan associations have ceased making loans completely.
Yeah, I know that.
Housing starts out in San Francisco are down 45%. By September, they'll be down 90. Unemployment in the building trades will reach 30% by September. And the situation could be drastic by the end of the year. Now, what I would like to ask you to do, I'm calling a conference in Los Angeles on June 22nd and 23rd. It's not going to be a crybaby conference. It's not going to be one that's going to take on the federal...
You can't tell about what they'll be, Pat. I'll remind you. You can't tell what they'll be.
Well, I'll be very, very sure that the people... That
I just got rid of some up here. That's why I know.
I'll bring people into this thing.
I pick my own people and the best ones, so you watch your conferences of any kind, because when you get one, some guy always likes to get in the papers more than he likes to serve you, and you're going to have to take all your people watching the folks you've got coming to conference if you're not awful careful. Go ahead, though. I just finished. That's why I know.
Well, I'm very much aware of getting some loudmouths.
I wasn't. I got a bunch of them. I had education, I had health, and I had civil rights. I had a bunch of them, but every day now, whenever you have one, they put your enemies, put people in there. Reagan will have a dozen in there before you get your conference called.
We were only going to have 40 or 50 people. I've already had a meeting with 9 or 10 people in the savings and loan industry, and I've got some of the people in the construction industry, and I got the labor unions. And we were going to have this, the purpose of it was to hear California's problems. What I wanted to do was to get 4 or 5 people out. I understand Joe Barr is coming out. I'd like to get Bill Bronstein, John Horn, Randall, and Stanley Bauman if they can come out here.
I'll talk to them. We have evaluated some of those things. I think it would be better if you could have the appropriate representatives of whoever your most effective men are. These masses don't do much in the Klieg lights of a hotel in a conference except to scare people. Now, there's a good deal of people that are getting frightened now, and you could get a damn panic on if they get the impression California savings and loans and Nevada savings and loans not what they ought to be. I got you haven't seen anything yet, so the last thing I'd do is be having anything that would point that up. If you want to, though, and you're going to do it anyway, we might have someone meet with them after they have come to their conclusion, selected a spokesman. Our people are awfully afraid of even having meetings here because you can kick off a bank run so goddamn quick it makes your head swim, and you can't do a damn thing about it except scratch your butt and say, my God, I wish I'd have known that. And we're trying to get at the causes of these things. And the causes are that they've just been excessive through the years. They lend more goddamn money on something than they ought to lend. They pay more than they ought to pay. And now the Federal Reserve's come along with this crazy regulation, and it has put the pinch on them, and it's been unfair. The CD's put them behind the eight ball, and they've got a very serious problem. But that's not going to be solved by any conference. That's going to be solved by legislation, and they've got to get some kind of a bill that will let them compete effectively with the banks and the CDs. That's number one. And then number two, they have got to be a little prudent in what they're doing. You've got some bad boys in that outfit out there. And how you separate the bad ones and consolidate them with the good ones and keep them from being weak, we don't know. But they're selling all kinds of bonds now just in anticipation of the worst in that area. And I would sure caution you against any public demonstration of concern.
Mr. President, believe me, I think that you're absolutely right. And let me review this thing. I think to have our plan, of course, I was aware of that. I didn't intend to have any great big...
When Joe Barr leaves here, though, as Undersecretary of the Treasury, and the head of the FDIC, and even goes to Marlin, Texas, the people say, my God Almighty, what's up?
Uh-huh.
And then the widow woman goes down and gets a $3,900 before they can be out of the airport here. It travels hand to mouth like nobody's business. And what I would do, if they want to find out what their plight is, let them meet in a hotel and let them discuss it and let them come to some conclusions and put it on three pages. And then I'll see that the proper people that see it get a hold of it. And we are going to do everything we can to be helpful to the legitimate people. There's some folks out there that are smarter than we are, like Bart Litton running around, that nobody can help. But we're going to try to do our best, and we are up testifying right this morning. And what they need is to be able to compete with the CDs, and they can't do it. You've lost damn near $1 billion coming east because you've been taking it. It's been the other way. You've been screwing them with the savings loan. Now they're screwing you with the CD.
Yeah, that's right. I can see you have your finger on. Well, maybe the better thing.
I meet with it nearly every day, and it's one of the things that concerns me as much as nearly anything. It's right along with Vietnam. It's explosive as hell.
I'm just wondering whether it might not be a better idea if I had a little quiet meeting with some of the leaders of this.
Sure would.
And then maybe after that, without any fanfare, I'd tell them maybe we could fly back to Washington sometime after that and maybe just have a meeting back there with with five or six of the people rather than...
You could with just as low-level people as you could. The more traction you get that you're in trouble, the worse trouble you're going to be in. I'll guarantee you that.
Well,
it's just like these polls. The more they tell you about how my polls are going down, the more they talk about it, the worse it's going.